So oftentimes we are sitting and we want to do a lot of stuff, but somehow it doesn't come out. Somehow you have the tools in front of you, you have the resources in front of you, everything is set, everything is ready to go, but somehow we do not know how to start. And that's the barrier to entry we are talking about. In today's podcast, we are actually going to discuss that, and it's going to be more like a discussion about barrier to entry and how I look at it and how my experience has been. And I hope you will find that journey or find that experience interesting. And that's why I want to present to you this particular podcast. For the people who are new here, hello there, my name is Suyog. Of course, hello to everybody else as well who know me already. But for the new people, my name is Suyog, also known as the Fun Indian Guy. I'm your host in this particular podcast. I'm a service designer, filmmaker, musician, podcaster, and founder of an innovation company called Futuring Now. And this is the podcast, a daily-ish pod where we talk about creativity, design, innovation, and lifestyle. And with that, let's set the stage and hit the music and start talking about barrier to entry. Let's go. Some time ago, I wrote an article. I was writing an article about something related to barrier to entry, and I wrote a small mini article, Barrier to Entry, Lower the Better, was the title of it. And this is one particular thing which I keep thinking right now as well, which is this barrier to entry. I'm going to quickly read what I wrote, and then I'm going to reflect and have like a conversation with you guys on this particular topic. And I'm pretty sure you will relate to it because it's kind of, it's relatable. I'm not assuming on your behalf. Let me know if it's not relatable. But I think this is kind of an issue or like a challenge we all go through every now and then. So let's come back to the article. Here is one thing I've realized after working on projects of different kinds. If the barrier to entry is low, you will tend to do it more. Making videos require a long process of pre- and post-production. Hence, the barrier of entry to execute an idea in video format can get a bit too much. But on the other hand, if I have an idea and I want to put it across here on Medium, the platform, it will be fairly quicker. The best middle ground would be audio-only podcast, set the mic, speak, edit, post. But the barrier to entry becomes relevant mostly for the medium of work. The actual work might require more or less the similar creative headspace. Again, depends on the context. The question then I would like to ask is it about the medium or about the substance? Why one chooses to make videos over a podcast or over an article? I do understand the effect and the impact of each medium is way different, and so is the audience. But at the end of the day, what matters? Getting a word out? This also helps to take a look at the barrier to entry in each medium and lowering it. So as just because writing an article is easy, I wouldn't make a video. It's like saying climbing a mountain is tough, so I would rather walk on the street. Well, you can, but the experience is completely different. Now I'm kind of contradicting what I was establishing, but that's the tricky situation. This was me talking, not the article. Back to the article. Hence, we can try our best to lower the respective barriers to entry so it's easier for us to pick up any medium and execute amazing ideas. So there are two things. The article is over. We are back to podcast. Hello, guys. So there are the two things. One thing is either you pick the medium which has lower entry or lower barrier to entry so that you can create more. I'm not talking about barrier to entry in terms of followers, in terms of, let's say, exposure, in terms of reach. I'm talking about the actual process of creating. So if you pick a medium or a platform, whatever, which has lower barrier to entry, it's easier for you to create more stuff, or it's easier for you to create or put out or publish or send out your ideas. That's going to be easy. So that's one thing. And another thing is, if we lower down barrier to entry in whatever we do, that's going to also make the process easier. So first thing is to pick the platform. And another thing is to define or, let's say, make the process more efficient. And those are kind of two point of views I'm talking about. So as I contradicted in the second half of the article, that it just because writing an article might be easy, That doesn't mean you shouldn't make a video, because video will have a different impact. But then you, at the end of the day, you question yourself, like, what do you want out of it? Do you just want the idea to spread, or do you want to create some sort of feeling in your audience's life or in that particular moment? It's up to you. So that's how you pick the platform, or that's how you pick the medium. And for me, it has been super duper confusing. Like, as I don't know if you already know me or if you have already followed some of my work, I make videos. I sometimes put some live streams on my YouTube channel. I run this podcast, which you are listening to right now. And then I also write some articles. And all this is about creativity, design, innovation, and lifestyle. And apart from like real professional work, again, I would call whatever I do in the content creation as professional as well. But the money making, the main thing where I make money, that is another situation. And I am creating all these things while I do that. So whenever I sit down, I go through this same struggle. Like, maybe I should write an article because the idea will have a faster put out rate. Like, it will come from my head to the paper very quickly than creating a video for it, because video making will be a longer process. So then I struggle, like, whether to write just an article or move on, make a podcast or make a video. So that has always been my struggle. But then it really, the answer is always in that moment, how do I feel like, which is not the ideal thing to have. But if I'm like not really convinced to make a video about it, the article might be the best resort to do it. So that's how I approach these kind of situations. And it keeps on changing. And I have these very high times and low times in my life where sometimes I'm like pumping out stuff. Like, I'm in my element. I'll write like 10 articles, or I'll make like 10 podcasts, and that will be amazing. And I'll be in my element for that much time. But then again, picking it back or keeping at it, that's going to be the struggle. And I think we'll do a completely different podcast about these connecting moments between project being premiered and then next project starting. And we need to talk about that particular moment, because that's the most challenging thing, which I think we need to focus on. Because it's amazing to create a project. When the project comes to an end, you are at your high. But then how do you keep that same momentum going? That's my challenge as well. So I'm defining that for myself, and I'm exploring that. I wouldn't say defining, because then it's always changing. So that was the first part, defining or picking the medium. Depending on the situation, depending on the way you want to say something, depending on the depth of the content as well. Maybe the idea is amazing, but it's not worth doing the whole video about, or we don't have enough to speak about, but then a small article would do the thing, then that matters. Now let's come back to the other aspect, which is more relevant for all of us. As I said, it's going to be a bit relatable. Do you think if you lower and lower and lower the barrier to entry, you will make more things, or you will create more things, or you will do more things which you wanted to do, you plan to do? That is a very nice question. So we can simplify our setup. We can simplify our processes. We can structure our processes. We can really define how we approach creating something. And step by step, we have it put down and jot down that it makes us, it makes it easier for us to go through the whole process of creating. And that's how we slowly and slowly make it more efficient and lower the barrier of entry. But then how do we leverage that? Because what I did, I'll tell you from my example. So I wanted to create this one setup where I could make videos faster. And I want to lower the barrier of entry, or barrier to entry right there. So I created this setup with live streaming kind of situation where you have a camera, lights, microphone, everything is running. I'm cutting down a lot of time on editing. And the setup was always on in my bedroom. On my desk, it's always on. Not like the camera is on, the setup is always there. So whenever I want, I can sit down and create stuff, and I can really make a lot of videos. So the capabilities are there, technically, from the material perspective, or from the resource perspective, that's the better word, resource, it's there. But then the next challenging thing is, how do you lower the barrier to entry in your head that you'll sit down and create stuff? And that has a lot to do with discipline and structure and some sort of a cycle or rhythm, which I have not figured out, to be honest. As I said, I have these highs and lows where when I'm in my element, I'm pumping out a lot of stuff, and then there is a dip down. So I need to figure that out as well. But what do you think about this? Like, do you have any sort of like a process to work on this? And do you know how to resolve it, because I think most of us are in the same boat. I don't know. We don't talk about it enough, but I think we are in the same boat. And then we constantly are exposed to content on, or let's say on videos on YouTube, which are all about productivity, and everybody's life is super duper perfect and everybody's doing super nice things. I'm not talking about Instagram's flashy life. I'm really talking about like how-to videos and productivity videos. I like watching them. Sometimes I also get fed up and I don't continue watching, but I think the struggle is real, and constant discovering and rediscovering the process is going to be the key element here to keep it interesting and to keep it rolling. And definitely barrier to entry, lower the better, yes, to create stuff, to enable you to do stuff, to put stuff out there. But I think when it comes to your mental process, your headspace, your drivenness, or your discipline, or your, what else can we define it to be? I'm not saying your urge to do things, because we almost, I put out this one interesting tweet the other day that 10% of the my life is equal to 10% of time actually doing stuff and 90% of time dreaming about doing stuff. So I'm not saying there is no intent, there is no urge. Of course there is. That's why everybody's doing something in their life. It's just that we need to just step out and I think get over that particular obstacle and do stuff. And that has been a constant challenge, but it's always good. In this podcast, I'm not gonna come to a conclusion and give out that this is the way forward or this is how I solved it. It's ongoing or mostly ever going challenge, and that's how I see it. But what is important when you come across such situation is that you are aware of that whole situation. You're aware of what's happening, and then it's easier to deal with it. So I'm aware that why I might not be able to make or create stuff, because I do not have that ongoing rhythms pattern where I have highs and lows, but I cannot keep it like super duper neutral. And I'm not even sure if that neutrality is the thing I desire, because maybe when there are highs, I'm able to create much better things than in my lows. But then I know what we are looking at. We kind of know what is a challenge, and then we can come up with some solutions or come up with some more ways to tackle them or really see them. Because sometimes what we think are the problems or might not be the problems. Maybe they are actually benefits. As I said, no, maybe highs when you are really able to pump out a lot of stuff and you are in your creative element, that's actually the time to cherish, and that's your cycle or that's your rhythm. And then the down times are kind of your taking stock moments, or you're making, you're relaxing a bit or something, or you're grasping stuff. That could also be, you never know. But yeah, what is important is what we are looking at. Once we know that, then it's just easier to resolve or to figure out. That's all from this podcast, people. I hope you found something interesting in this, something valuable in this. If you did, I'll be super duper happy about that. And thank you for joining my discussion, or let's say brain jam, or a self-exploration, self-realization, retrospection on the topic. With that said, again, thanks for staying till the end and listening to this whole stuff or whole podcast. I'll catch you in the next podcast or in the next video on the Fun Indian Guy YouTube channel, or in the next live stream on the Fun Indian Guy channel. Till that time, take care, stay safe. If you agreed to some of the things which I said, let me know. If you don't agree, if you have something to add, if you have some constructive things to add on top of it, just come to Instagram and inbox me. I'll be right there discussing it further with you. So that's all. Take care, stay safe. Make sure you're happy and staying happy in all this messy situation the world is going through. Just keep your head sane and keep finding happiness in smaller things, and lower the barrier to entry, and make sure you create stuff which is interesting for us to consume or for us to share with you, irrespective of what kind of platform or what kind of medium. The substance, or let's say the content, is very, very important. So that's all, guys. Once again, take care, stay safe, and catch you in the next one. Till that time, ciao, ciao.